Now, when people see you in this state of mindlessness, they may very well ask, have you taken leave of your senses? And you can answer, yes. Isn't it great? Because your mind is your sensory input analyzer, and you've stopped analyzing all the incoming data. You've stopped thinking about it. Instead, you're thinking about what you're thinking about. You're beginning to focus your thoughts, and soon you will focus your thoughts on nothing at all.
How can you focus on nothing?
First, focus on something in particular. You can't focus on nothing until you first focus on something.
Part of the problem here is that the mind is almost always focused on many things. It is receiving input data from 100 different sources at all times. And it is analyzing this data faster than the speed of light, sending you information about yourself and what is happening to you and around you. To focus on nothing, you have to stop all this mental noise. You have to control it, limit it, and ultimately eliminate it. You want to focus on nothing, but first you have to focus on something in particular, rather than everything at once.
So make it something simple. You can start with the flickering of a candle. Look at the candle. Look at the flame. See what you notice about it. Stare deeply into it. Be with the flame. Don't think about it. Be with it. After a bit, your eyes will want to close. They will become heavy, fuzzy.
Is this self-hypnosis?
Try to avoid labels. You see, you're doing it again. You're thinking about this. You're analyzing it and wanting to give it a name. Thinking about something stops you from just being with it. When you do this, don't think about it. Just be with the experience.
Okay.
Now, when it feels like you want to close your eyes, just close them. Don't think about it. Just let them fall shut by themselves. They'll do this quite naturally if you don't fight to keep them open. You are now limiting your sensory input. This is good. Now, begin listening to your breathing. Focus on your breath. Especially, listen to your breathing in. Listening to yourself stops you from listening to everything else. This is when great ideas come. When you listen to your in-breath, you are listening to your inspiration.
Oh, my God, how do you do that? How do you keep coming up with stuff like that?
Shh, be quiet. Stop thinking about this. Now, focus your inner vision. For once you have inspiration, it will bring you great insight. Focus this insight on the space in the middle of your forehead, just above your eyes.
The so-called third eye.
Yes. Place your attention there. Look deeply there. Don't look expecting to see something. Look at the nothing, at the no thing. Be with the darkness. Do not strive to see anything. Relax and be content with the peace of emptiness. Empty is good. Creation cannot come except into the void. Enjoy, then, the emptiness. Expect nothing more. Want nothing more.
What do we do with all the thoughts that keep popping up? Most people are lucky to get 3 seconds of emptiness. Could you address the issue of all the constant thoughts that keep popping up, especially for the beginner? Beginners are very frustrated over why they can't silence the mind and get to the nothingness you're talking about. I mean, this may be a piece of cake for you, but it sure isn't for most of us.
You're thinking about this again. I invite you to stop thinking about this. If your mind keeps filling with thoughts, just watch that. Make that okay. As the thoughts pop in, just step back and observe that this is happening. Don't think about it. Just notice it. Don't think about what you are thinking about. Just step back and notice it. Don't judge it. Don't get frustrated by it. Don't start talking to yourself about it like, well, here we go again. All I get is thoughts. When do I get to the nothingness? You can't get to the nothingness by continually complaining that you're not there. When a thought pops in, some extraneous thought about nothing in particular, having nothing to do with the moment, just notice that. Notice that, and bless it, and make it part of the experience. Don't dwell on it. It's part of the passing parade. Let it pass. Do the same thing with sounds or feelings. You may notice that you never hear as many sounds as when you're trying to experience total stillness. You may notice that you never have as much trouble feeling comfortable as when you're trying to sit totally comfortably. Just notice this. Step back one level and watch yourself noticing this. Include all of this as part of your experience, but don't dwell on it. It's part of the passing parade. Let it pass. Like the question you asked just now. It's just a question you had. It's a thought that popped in. It's part of the passing parade. Let it pass. Don't try to answer it. Don't try to solve it. Don't try to figure it out. Just let it be there. Let it be part of the passing parade. Then let it pass. Notice there's nothing you have to do about it. In this will you find great peace. What a relief. Nothing to want, nothing to do, nothing to be, except exactly what you are being right now. Let go. Let it be. But keep looking. Not anxiously, not expectantly, just keeping a gentle watch, needing to see nothing, ready to see anything. Now, the first time you do this, or the 10th time, or maybe the 100th, or the 1,000th time you do this, you may see what will look like a flickering blue flame, or a dancing light. It may appear in flashes at first, then steady itself in your sight. Stay with it. Move into it. If you feel yourself merging with it, let that happen. If that happens, nothing more will have to be said to you.
What is this blue flame, this dancing light?
It's you. It's the center of your soul. It is that which surrounds you, moves through you, is you. Say hello to your soul. You've just found it, at last. You've just experienced it at last. If you merge with it, if you become one with it, you will know a sublime fullness of joy that you will call bliss. You will discover that the essence of your soul is the essence of me. You will have become one with me. For just a moment, perhaps, for only a nanosecond. But that will be enough. After that, nothing else will matter. Nothing will ever be the same again. And nothing in your physical world will match it. And this is when you will discover that you need nothing and no one outside of yourself.
Whoa, that seems a little scary at some level. You mean I won't want to be with anyone else ever again? I won't want to love anyone because they can't possibly give me what I've found within?
I did not say that you would never love anyone or anything outside of yourself. I said you would never need anyone or anything outside of yourself. I will say again, love and need are not the same thing. If you truly have the experience of inner oneness that I have described, the result will be just the opposite of what you fear. Far from not wanting to be with anyone, you will want to be with everyone. But now, for the first time, for an entirely different reason. No longer will you seek to be with others to get something from them. Now you will yearn to give something to them. For you will desire with all your heart to share with them the experience that you have found within, the experience of oneness. You will seek this experience of oneness with everyone because you will know that it is the truth of your being, and you will want to know this truth in your own experience. This is when you will become dangerous. You will fall in love with everyone.
Yes, And that is dangerous because we human beings have created a life in which feeling oneness with everyone all the time gets us into trouble.
Yet you now also know the causes so that you can avoid all this.
Well, yes, I do know now that neediness, expectation, and jealousy really are the great love enders. Still, I'm not sure that I can eliminate these from my life, because I'm not sure I know the formula. I mean, it's one thing to say, don't do that anymore, and it's another thing to say, here's how.
That's where your friendship with me comes in. A friendship with God allows you to know the formula. Not only the formula for getting rid of neediness, expectation, and jealousy, but the formula for all of life, the wisdom of the ages. Your friendship with me will also allow you to practicalize this wisdom, to make it practical, to make it real, to make it live in your life. It is one thing to know, and another thing to be able to use what you know. It is one thing to have knowledge, and another to have wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge applied. I will show you how to apply all the knowledge I have given you. I am always showing you that. Yet it will be easier for you to hear me if we have a friendship. Then we can really zing. Then we can really fly. We are talking here about a real friendship with God. Not a pseudo-friendship, not a make-believe friendship, not a part-time friendship, but an important, meaningful, close friendship. I am taking you through the steps that will help you do that. The first three steps are, 1, know God. 2, trust God. 3, love God. And now we're looking at step 4. Embrace God.
Embrace God?
Embrace God. Get close to God.
That's what we've been talking about here. We've been talking about how to get close to God.
I'd like to do that. I'd like to be close to you. I've always wanted to be close to you. I just didn't know how.
And now you do. Now you know one very good way. By being with the silence. Being with the self. For a few golden moments each day. This is where you may most profitably begin. When you are with the self, the true self, you are with me. For I am one with the self, and the self is one with me. As I've said to you before, there is more than one way to do this. I've given you one way. I have just described one way. But there's more than one way. There is more than one way to the self, and more than one way to God. And that is something that every religion in the world would do well to understand and to teach. Once you have found yourself, you may wish to begin to move out from the self, to create a newer world. To do this, touch others as you would have yourself be touched. See others as you would have yourself be seen.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Exactly. Embrace others as you would seek to embrace me. For when you embrace others, you do embrace me.
Embrace all the world, for all the world embraces who and what I am.
Reject nothing of the world and no one in it. Yet while you are in the world and the world is in you, remember that you are larger than it. You are the creator of it, for you are creating your own reality as surely as you are experiencing it. You are both the creator and the created, as am I.
I am made in the image and likeness of God.
Yes, and you can choose to have the experience of being the creator or that which is created at any given moment.
I can choose to be in this world, but not of it.
You are learning, my friend. You are taking the knowledge I've given you and turning it into wisdom. For wisdom is knowledge applied. You are becoming a messenger. We are beginning to speak with one voice.
Making friends with you really does mean making friends with all people and with everything, every circumstance and condition.
Yes.
But what if there's a person or condition that you would rather not see continue having an effect in your life? What if there's a person or condition that you find hard to love, that you find yourself wanting to resist?
What you resist persists. Remember that.
The solution, then?
Love.
Love?
There is no condition, no circumstance, no problem that love cannot solve. This does not mean that you must submit to abuse. We've discussed this before. It does mean that love for yourself and others is always the solution.